Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour today, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini. We're going to talk about the role of carbohydrates in the athlete's diet. Phobic world that we live in today. Then we're going to be joined by my good friend, Randy Roach, and a fellow named Lee Thompson as they talk about the American muscle monopoly. There's a lawsuit right now against the NPC and the IFBB. We're going to find out more about that a little bit later in the show. But without further ado, we play the music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. J, how you doing?
Good, Carl. How about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. You know, it is true when I say that we are carbohydrate phobic today, and I understand there are diet is very specific to your goals. And if your goals are to be a healthy, lean person, you may be cutting carbs. But if your goals are to be a consistently effective athlete, that's a big mistake, isn't it?
You know, it is. And I think that's the problem today is there's too much information, you know, on the internet where, you know, a young athlete goes to look, about a good diet. And, you know, most of what you find are like bodybuilders who write stuff. And as you said, I mean, carbohydrates are essential to an athlete. I mean, I played a lot of sports in my life and, you know, from football, basketball, you know, bodybuilding, track, wrestling, baseball, powerlifting. I was even thinking, boy, even when I play chess, I mean, you know, you want to be mentally focused, being on a low carb diet and going into a chess match or a poker game.
Yeah, no, you can't function. There's no doubt about it. And so really, I guess the first thing is specificity. I guess people need to decide what their goals are.
Yeah. And if you're, you know, when we're talking about being an athlete, so there's different things. You know, if you're not an athlete, and you're just trying to, you know, decide whether or not, you know, you need to get in shape, what you need to do. That's a different situation. You know, today I want to talk to the athletes out there, whether you're just a weekend warrior, you know, motocross, you do something for fun, or, you know, you do it from the collegiate high school or, you know, a professional level. That's who we're going to talk to today. So, like you said, you got to define what is your goals? I mean, what is your sport?
So technically, what is a carbohydrate technically?
You know, technically, organic compounds that are found in foods and living tissues. So they're usually broken into, you know, starches, sugar, and cellulose. So cellulose kind of being the fiber part, the starch being more of the complex, and then the sugars being more of the simple. But a carbohydrate is something that your body converts into energy. And obviously, as an athlete, you know, energy is what we're looking for.
Yes. And that's, again, the definitive factor here when we talk about diet and the role of diet in specific goals. As an athlete, you're wanting to perform over and over again at a very, very high level. And you can't do it. There are a lot of athletes out there that are now experimenting with the ketogenic diet. but it's not football players. You know what I mean? People who need energy on demand, they are going to need carbohydrates.
You know, I even know NASCAR drag racers. I mean, they're carbohydrate loading before they're doing those events. And, you know, most of the time, you know, people don't think of them as athletes, but they are. The same with, you know, rodeo and bronco bull riding.
Wow.
I mean, those guys are athletes, and they're carbohydrate loading. They're doing the same thing a football or basketball player would do. So, again, you know, carbs are very, very important. You burn them up very rapidly. But as we said, you know, this is what your body takes, converts this down into glucose. Your body then converts that to ATP, which is what your muscles burn for energy. No ATP, no energy. So, you know, you got to be careful. You know, again, being afraid of carbs, you know, athletes should never be afraid of getting fat. There's only one way you gain fat, and that's by eating too much. And I don't care whether it's fats, proteins, carbs. I mean, you know, if you eat more than what you're expending, your body's going to store it for fat because that's your reserve energy supply.
Okay, so you just listed the three different forms of carbohydrate. Is one of them more important to the athlete than the other?
You know, they're all important, but I think the most important, let me start with the least. So, you know, cellulose, which is, you know, your fibers that come from your greens and your vegetables, an athlete needs fiber. Typically, those things aren't converted to fuel. Those things help to keep you regular, keep things moving. We're going to spend too much time on those. We're going to spend more time on the first two. The first one, when we talk about, we're not talking about sugar. A lot of times when we say sugar, you know, people freak out, Carl, because they classify everything in the same category. Your simple carbohydrates are sugars, things like all your fruits. A lot of vegetables contain simple sugars. And a lot of carbohydrate phobia people, you know, tell you stay away from fruits. They're no good. My goodness, you know, as an athlete, you need those simple sugars. I mean, to this day, I still have a banana before I work out.
Really?
I've been doing that for 20-some, 30 years.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I liked a little bit of simple sugar. I liked a little bit of potassium. I know that it's going to be absorbed very quickly. But it's just been part of my regimen. It works for me. The other big group is the starches, the complex carbohydrates. So your sugars are going to be absorbed very, very quickly. You know, 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on what the fruit is. Your complex carbohydrates are going to be much slower absorbed. And these things are things like potato, rice, pasta, breads, anything basically that's not a fruit or vegetable. And, you know, you could classify, you know, donuts and pastries as a complex carbohydrate, but the problem is they also contain sugars and fats. Mm-hmm. So those are a man-made type thing. We're talking about, you know, naturally occurring carbohydrates. But depending on the source, you know, depends on how long it takes your body to that down. It could be 2 hours, it could be 6 or 7 hours. So that's your long-term fuel source.
Do you want to stack them together as an athlete? Do you want to have fast-acting sugars combined with the slower-acting starches so you have immediate energy and then sustained energy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is where it depends on, you know, what your sport is. You know, if you're a marathon runner, you're to carbohydrate load a lot differently than, say, a football player. So, yeah, you know, I mean, you want to take in some simple carbohydrates just to kind of start everything. And I like bananas or oranges or apples. I mean, whatever your favorite fruit is. But that doesn't mean you only eat those before, you know, practice or a game. You can, you know, eat throughout the day. I mean, when you get to some part in your day where you're feeling a little bit tired, normally you're just out of energy. So what a better way than to refuel by having some simple carbohydrates. The complex carbs, you know, again, loading the night before, which means you're going to eat a carbohydrate meal the night before game practice, and then, you know, a carbohydrate meal maybe 2 or 3 hours beforehand. Some of the quicker acting, like, you know, potatoes and things that are absorbed a lot quicker than, you know, like your grains and your rice.
Right. And so
you like carbs, don't you?
Of course, who doesn't? I like so my favorite carbs are as follows. I love plantain, and I love sweet potatoes. I mean, those are really two of my favorite carbohydrates that I eat regularly. Plantains and sweet potatoes are very, very similar. They have a lot of that red flesh to them, that beta carotene. Mm. I love new potatoes, the red ones, better right. than I like white potatoes. I don't know why. They just someone once told me there's more amylose and less amylopectin. So amylopectin, I guess, is the sugar portion of the starch, and obviously amylose is the fiber. Maybe I got it backwards, but the bottom line is there's more fiber and less sugar in the red potatoes than there is in the white potatoes. And the other thing that I like to do is I like to cook my potatoes the day before and then refrigerate them. Because once again, it slows down the gastric emptying. It slows down digestion. It makes them a more long-acting carbohydrate if you're loading with them.
Yep. So again, don't be afraid of carbohydrates. You know, if you have a friend, maybe they're a high-end bodybuilder, you know, and they will go on a low-carb diet. They're trying to get rid of body fat. But, you know, for most sports, you need body fat. So you wouldn't want to follow the same type of plan as that bodybuilder is using. The same way if you are a football player and you've got a friend that you want to help bodybuild, you would not put them on the same type of diet. So, again, you don't need to be afraid of carbohydrates. And, you know, the other thing, too, is people who are trying to diet, you know, they go on these ketogenic diets and they don't know what they're doing, and it actually works in reverse for them. Again, I love carbohydrates, and even when I put people on a diet, whether it's a contest diet or just trying to lose weight, I always have them eat carbohydrates. You know, the killing to metabolize that body fat. Again, it's more of you know, a life change than just going on some type of a diet, you know.
Do you subscribe to this idea that when you're eating your carbs, you should not be eating a lot of fat with them?
You know, I have heard that, and I think it makes a lot of sense, but let's face it, who has time to separate their foods? Even when I was bodybuilding, I'm like, I'm eating every 2 hours. I can't eat every half hour, so I always combine my foods. And I think if you talk to most athletes, they're probably in the same boat as, yeah, probably is best, you know, to eat your starch and then eat your protein. But, you know, I just eat them all at one time.
Yeah, no, I know. There's different schools of thought out there that if you want your carbohydrates for an immediate source of energy, that you shouldn't eat them with fats and all this other stuff. But anyway. Okay, so when we talk about carbs and sugars, there are certain carbohydrates and certain sugars that we should stay away from, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when you talk about what to stay away from, this is where I call it the man-made stuff, you know, processed, refined sugars, donuts. I'll just use that for an example. Now, I'm not saying that don't ever eat a donut. You know, don't go out and say Dr. Jeff says donuts are the devil. They're just not good for you. Do they taste good? I haven't had one in probably 25 or 30 years, but I remember it did taste pretty good.
Right.
But that isn't a good fuel source, again, because you've got a lot of trans fats in there, which are bad for you. You got a lot of refined sugars. You got preservatives. Body burn it for fuel, yeah, but it's just not the same. It's like going out there and in one of these dragsters that, you know, run off of that high ethanol octane gas and just putting regular gas from the pump. It probably will run, but it's going to tear that motor up. Same thing with our bodies. You know, as an athlete, you want to take in higher quality food, fuel. I mean, you know, you want your body to perform, so it's not going to perform as well. So, you know, these refined sugars, like I said, pastries and donuts and things like that. I mean, a lot of times, especially younger athletes, you know, this is what they're being given, you know, for their fuel source, and it's just not a good fuel source. So I always say stay away from those type of things. I don't like eating anything that I don't know what it is.
Right.
And I don't know what a donut is. I mean, I know how to make.
Yeah, but you don't really know what they're putting in them in most cases,
no,
what kind of oils they're frying them with or anything like that.
No, Even the bakery that I go to here in Billings, called Ray Ray's, they're an organic, gluten-free because, you know, I choose not to use gluten. I gotta ask what's in everything because, you know, they don't normally label that kind of stuff when you just buy it from the bakery.
Right.
But I need to know what is in that before I'm gonna eat it.
So, we're gonna take our commercial break in a minute, but when we come back, I wanna talk about engineered carbohydrates, especially since, you manufacture something called Carbolin, which is an engineered carbohydrate specifically for sports performance. I want to talk about why it's different, but I also want to talk about, is it something, if someone is going, let's say someone is a rider, and keep this in the back of your mind when we come back. They're a cyclist, right? Can you actually carb load with Carbolin? Can you just drink it every couple hours and carb load with Carbolin? So let's save that for when we come back, okay? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Science for Humans. We're talking about the role of carbohydrates in the athlete's diet. Stay tuned. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. You know, if you are a hard training athlete, I don't care if you're a weekend warrior, most of us in this audience probably train as hard as real, legitimate, competitive athletes. Carbohydrates are an important a player in your ability to train harder and train longer. And enter the engineered carbohydrates. This started back in the day when things like waxy maize started to come around, and really, you are known to have one of the most sophisticated, most effective engineered carbohydrate sources in the world called Carbolin. Talk about that. What is Carbolin?
Yeah, you know, I mean, as I said, you know, I've used carbohydrates, and there's always a problem because I love bananas, but it wouldn't last very long as a fuel source. And I'm not a fan of the outdated, you know, electrolyte drinks that they push on us that is nothing more than sugar and salt. So I wanted to develop something for me first, excuse me, that would be absorbed as quick as a sugar, but would be completely sugar-free. And essentially, it's a very complex starch product that within about 5 minutes, the same as a sugar, you've got glucose in your system ready to be burned for fuel, but it's sugar free. So you don't get all those insulin crashes like you do from a sugar where, you know, when you take in a carbohydrate or sugar, your body produces it. This is what helps you to absorb, and break down, those sugars and starches. So when you take a sugar, elevates your insulin levels and then you crash. So most people, you know, don't feel good about 30 minutes after sugar. Well, Carbolin has got a cool tail that it actually lasts for about 75 minutes. So you can take 50 grams prior to a workout, game, practice, and it will last you for, you know, 60 to 75 minutes depending on your activity level. But the good thing is you can replace that at any time because it's so quickly absorbed. So intra, you could drink it during your workout. You could drink it on the sidelines. You can drink it at halftime. Very, very cool. Mixes instantly and tastes great. I would not train without it.
So how does this type of a starch, but it gets into the bloodstream so quick, like a sugar, get past the insulinogenic response? How does it not stimulate an insulinogenic response?
Well, it does. I mean, because you want that. So you do see that insulin spike, but the difference is you don't have the sugar crash. You know, because sugars are burnt so quickly, when your body drops down that fat, insulin drops, you know, you're out of energy. Where, you know, again, it goes up very quickly, but then it just slowly burns down, and you don't even realize it's coming up. See?
Now I understand. So what you're saying is it acts, it has the good attributes that you'd want from a sugar, and that is that it gets into the bloodstream quickly and can be used as energy quickly. But it has the good attributes of a more complex carbohydrate like a starch in that it lasts a long time. So you don't I see what you're saying now. I never really understood it. That's really amazing.
It's interesting. You know, clinical trials that I finished up, I did a pre-diabetic group. These were people diagnosed in the pre-diabetic stages. Their sugar, you know, was really high in the 80-85. And I had one group get on sugar, and we measured their blood every 15 minutes, and you saw what you expected from sugar. Their glucose levels went up, and when they came back down, they were still higher than where they started. But the interesting thing with Carbolin, their glucose levels shot up like you would expect, but at the end of that 70 minutes, they actually went back to normal. Their levels were below pre-diabetic, and at that point in time, they were no longer a pre-diabetic state. So it's an interesting, as we call it, a designer sugar, that pre-diabetics and some of our type 2 perform very, very well with it. So it's an interesting effect from a medical standpoint. But from an athletic standpoint, it's awesome because you can dictate how much and when you can absorb and how much glucose you have. Now, you were talking about before we went to break, you know,
loading
is this good
it.
For, you know,
yes.
bike riders? I had a guy that sent me an email just before the show and said, hey, I'm getting ready to do a marathon, and I typically use these goo packs. Do you have anything like it? Well, again, I'm not a fan of sugar, and all these goo packs, it's brand. I'm not talking about somebody's brand. I'm just talking about these little squeeze packs. Typically sugar and salt, so they're the same as the liquid drinks that you drink.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you're going to get a burst, but as a long-distance runner, you need sustained energy. What are you going to burn when 15 minutes you burn that up? So that's why you'd want to use Carbolin 4. If you're a bike rider, you put it on your bike, and you can drink that along the way, and you will find that you'll have more energy throughout that race than what you had using, you know, sugars and things.
What about the day before? Lots of athletes who are endurance athletes will eat pasta four or five times the day before to quote-unquote carb
right.
load. They want to push glycogen storage up. Couldn't you just sip on Carbolin all day long and get the same response?
You could, you know, but because it's absorbed quickly and it's burned relatively fast, I would definitely combine it with foods because you want some of those slower absorbing starches.
Gotcha.
But absolutely, you know, if even as a bodybuilder back in the day, if I would have had Carbolin, I would have used that to carb up on instead of all the stuff that I did. So hard to eat, you know, every hour. It would have been a lot easier just drinking.
We have the AAEFX Carb Users Guide that we announced during the commercial breaks. In that guide, it shows you how to use Carbolin based on your weight and based on your performance level. It gives you specific metrics and formulas to use, doesn't it?
It does. You know, go grab a free copy of it. It's absolutely free. And that doesn't mean it's just a cheap, you know, cheesy written book. It's a very well-written book that'll give you all that information about carbs and how to use it. Now, you know, here, Dr. Jeff never would want you to run out and try something before you got to test drive it. So if you have not tried Carbolin, you need to. Go to Superhuman Radio, ask the scientist, and ask me for a free sample. Make sure you put your full address, and if you're from outside the state, make sure you also put your phone number because the mail and FedEx is now requiring phone numbers to ship things out.
Right.
I'll send you a sample, and you try it for yourself, and see if you can't feel the difference with just one dose. It's really a high-octane, very interesting product that, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of athletes throughout the world have used or are using.
And more pro athletes are getting away from crappy drinks, I won't say any names, but that are reminiscent
right.
of alligators and using Carbolin now. So there you go. Check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com, ask the scientist, and ask Dr. Jeff for a free sample of Carbolin, and get the Carb User's Guide at getcarbolin.com. today.
So if you're just tuning in and you missed the first half, carbohydrates are good for athletes. Do not be afraid of them. And if you have any questions, again, you can send me a question about carbs or anything else. Questions for you.
There you go. All right, Dr. J, and we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Take care, man.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Randy Roach and Lee Thompson. We're going to talk about American Muscle Monopoly. This has actually been going on for a very, very long time, but there is actually a lawsuit against the NPC and IFBB right now, and it's pretty serious charges. I mean, we're talking about antitrust type stuff. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so we're trying to get both Lee Thompson and Randy Roach on the line at the same time.
I'm here.
Okay,
Randy. I'm here.
Lee, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Boy, oh boy, it's wonderful when technology works. It really is a wonderful thing. Okay. Lee, you had me sweating there, brother. But I'm glad everybody's here because this is an important discussion. So, for those of you who've been listening to the show for the close to the past 11 years, you know who Randy Roach is. He had the most profound effect on this show 10 years ago. change the direction of the show. I consider him a friend, and he is the author of the most amazing books about physical culture, Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. Welcome back to the show, Randy.
Thanks, Carl.
And then, of course, Lee Thompson. You and I met actually once a long time ago. I can't remember where it was. It was at an NPC event. I was with Aaron Singerman. He and Aaron and I used to do a radio show for Dave Palumbo called Off Topic back then. And
I do remember that, Carl.
Yeah. You're great. You're a great guy, real gentleman. And so Randy sent me an article, and I did not know anything about this because I really don't stay that close to the professional bodybuilding arena any longer. I'm more into physical culture. But your story was intriguing to me because anybody who's read Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors knows that this seems to be something that's been going on for a long time. So, Randy, I'm going to let you set the stage. Today's interview is called The American Muscle Monopoly. And you got to kind of this is nothing new, is it, Randy?
It is and it is not. The article I wrote for Joe Pitero in his Muscle Sport magazine, and Joe has been covering this current lawsuit that Lee has launched against the NPC and the IFBB. Yeah, lawsuits go back. The whole article was, is this anything new under the sun? Because the suits go back 75 years. But I would say of all the suits, this one has the most legs in terms of really making a significant change if it goes all the way through. Like, I don't know if you want me to go back, you want to introduce Lee first, and
well, I have a question for Lee. Okay,
okay. Yeah.
These are serious. This is a serious lawsuit. This is an antitrust lawsuit. This is big. I mean, on a national scope, right?
Yes, it's a national scope. We've filed the antitrust lawsuit in the District of Virginia because it is a rocket docket, meaning that we're going to, you know, move a lot faster than it typically would in a different federal court. And also the Virginia courts have heard or tried the majority of the antitrust lawsuits in the United States.
But Lee, you were the Texas chairman for the NPC at one point in time, as I recall, right?
Yeah, I served as the NPC Texas chairman for about a decade. I also served as a trustee of the board of directors for the National Physique Committee and also as the head judge of the IBB Pro League.
So your lawsuit, I mean, you've got tax fraud. You've got all sorts of things in this lawsuit. These are very, 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 extremely heavy charges. Now, as I recall from the article, Randy, there was a settlement, but it wasn't clear in the article what breached the settlement that made you refile the suit, Lee. What was the breach of the settlement?
Well, there's actually three lawsuits. The very first lawsuit was filed in November of 2015, and that was essentially the two organizations, the NSL and the NPC, battling over the use of a name and then also my ownership, private ownership of NPC Texas. And then you have the antitrust lawsuit in Virginia, and then most recently where you have AMI and Mr. Olympia suing myself personally and the NSL for defamation of character. So there's a lot. And then the fourth being the whistleblower act on the IRS for the fraudulent, in my opinion, fraudulent filings of the 990 of the 501c3 NPC IBB Pro League and the IBB Amateur League.
And Randy, there has always been murmurings of extortive type practices by the NPC against its athletes. That hasn't changed, has it?
No, they were doing that with Lee back in November, too, and Lee was trying to run a show in December. I believe a couple of the athletes were being interfered with by the NPC not to compete in Lee's show. So I think, wasn't that part of the original suit, Lee, a violation of the Sports Act of 1978?
That it was.
Okay, but yeah.
So let me jump in here. Let's be clear. So what happens, and this is what's happened in the past, right? With Dan Lurie's organization and all these different organizations, what happens is the AAU, they'll tell the athletes, if you compete in one of those other sanctioned event, sanctioned by some other governing body, you're done here. You can't come back, right? That's why these athletes are locked in, right?
Well, once upon a time, they could do that. The AAU, the Amateur Athletic Union, all through most of the 20th century, was the only game in town for amateur athletics. You know, all through, not just bodybuilding, weightlifting, basketball, you know, track and field. It was the young people just don't remember the name of the AAU. And so in Bob Hoffman, he had big control over the AAU weightlifting committee because of his leverage in weightlifting through the, he acquired a lot of assets through the Depression era because of his oil burning business. He started his magazine, Strength and Health. And by the 1940s, The first Mr. America being run under the AAU. And at that time, Hoffman could threaten the athletes. If you dare go compete and say anything the Weeders were coming up with in the 1940s, you will lose your athletic amateur status. Now, for a bodybuilder at that time, didn't mean anything because there was no international competition such as the Olympics. But for a weightlifter, that was a disaster. And back in that era, a lot of the weightlifters were doing both bodybuilding and weightlifting. So they had to toe the line and do what Hoffman said, because he controlled the weightlifting committee of the AAU. Now, that all changed in the 70s with the Sports Act of 1978, when the AAU was divested of much of its power because they strengthened the United States Olympic Committee. A lot of power was transferred from the AAU and some from the NCAA over to the United States Olympic Committee. So this gave bodybuilding an opportunity to break free of weightlifting and powerlifting, too. And that's when the AAU turned into the National Physique Committee, the MPC. And it's funny because already in 1982, when the NPC was breaking away from the AAU, the AAU turned around and sued the NPC for exactly the same thing, because the NPC and the Jim Mannion at that time were interfering with athletes trying to compete back in AAU events. So this monopoly and control over these athletes has been going over a long time. But the control of the athletes is only one aspect of it. It was control over the bodybuilding muscle economy. You know, not just selling equipment, selling supplements, and that type of control. And that's the article is based on the three different eras and the individuals that control it through those different eras and leading up to today.
Yeah, and part of the problem is that bodybuilding, by and large, is really not seen by the public, and so these types of dealings, if you will, these underhanded types of dealings, they get away because really nobody's paying attention. But I think that
exactly.
I think that, and you pointed this out in the article, and you and I have actually talked about this offline, that Schwarzenegger's acknowledgement at one of the last events, that he was very displeased with the direction that the bodies were going in, the athletes look bloated, this ever-chasing more muscle at the expense of aesthetics, and he finally became vocal about it. And it's almost like once Arnold stepped up and became vocal about it, now things seem to be percolating. And we're going to do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back on the other side, we'll be talking with Randy Roach and Lee Thompson more about this. More specifically, is this good or bad for the athletes? Stay tuned.
Carl, start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world. Iron Mag Labs.
Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade.
Visit IronMagLabs.com.
IronMagLabs.com.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity.
This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powder form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Randy Roach. His website is randyroach.ca. Don't you have, you also have musclesmokeandmirrors.com now, right, Randy?
They're both the same.
Yeah, okay.
The worldofmuscle.com, that one's different. That's for our podcast.
Worldofmuscle.com. Okay. And then, of course, Lee Thompson, who has been around the bodybuilding world for a very, very long time and contributed a lot to the game. Lee, first of all, I got to believe that aside from the magazine that you wrote for, Randy, I got to believe a lot of people aren't picking this up because they cower. They're afraid of the wrath of the Mannions. You know, that, you know, I can't believe, like Lee, you know Dave Palumbo. Has Dave interviewed you?
No.
And
no.
He can't. Dave's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. It's not like Dave's a coward, but he can't because he seals his fate the second he interviews you.
Yeah, it boils down to press passes. Listen, Mannion played a smart game. He would ban these people for a long time, but right now he needs allies. He needs all the allies he can get to keep, you know, this as quiet in the bodybuilding press is possible.
Right. Okay, let's talk about the athletes for a second. So I'm going to play devil's advocate. Lee Thompson wants his own organization because he wants to be rich and powerful. I know you got a lot of money already. I'm being facetious. But he wants to be rich and powerful. You know, he wants to be like the Mannion, so he's going to start his own organization. All it does is splinter everything. It doesn't help the athletes. True or false? What are you trying to do? Are you doing it because it's going to help bodybuilding and help the athletes, or are you just fracturing the audience to a smaller degree?
No, it's going to help the bodybuilders. Listen, since the days of Bob Hoffman and Dave Laurie, you know, the Weeders and Mannion. This sport hasn't been about the athletes. The money has been maintained by the monopoly, as you know, Randy has alluded to for years in his magazines. We're the only sport, one of the only sports where we can only name two legends, or actually one. You have Arnold, and you know, then if you want to throw a little bit of love to Lou for the Hulk, you can do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've got badminton champions, we've got ping pong champions that make money, except for our sport, and that's because it's all circulating around one family, and that family seems to change every 30 years. What I'm doing is stepping in. I don't care. I mean, it's not about the money. It's about creating an economy that will be sustainable for these athletes, for these sponsors, and the fans over a longer duration of time. We're seeing a decline in the magazines. We're seeing a decline in the attendance at shows. We're seeing an increase in the number of athletes, but not in the bodybuilding side.
No, it's in bikini it's in bikini and physique in men, because these are sustainable, attainable physiques.
Absolutely correct. And with that, you have to balance the economy. Right now, the bodybuilding economy, if you will, is tilted towards the bodybuilders who are taking over 90% of all the prize money, 90% of the sponsorships, but yet they're bringing in less than 5% of the revenue and 5% of, you know, the overall, I guess the overall economy is the best way to put it.
Randy, how does it help the athlete? There's a lot of bodybuilders who listen to my show. They're NPC competitors. Some of them are IFBB competitors. How does what Lee is doing by trying to create a level playing field where an athlete can go from one governing body's sanctioned event to another governing body and travel back and forth between the two, how does that help the athlete?
Well, I should have finished my little spiel earlier, that Sports Act of 1978 gave amateur athletes that freedom. They were free to compete anywhere they wanted. That means the AAU, nor the NPC, nor Dan Lurie could stop an amateur athlete from competing in their shows and another show. And on an amateur level, I mean, it's beneficial to the athlete because there's more of opportunities for them. And with the professionals, it's a little different. I always thought, I don't know why the professionals need to belong to any organization. You get promoters to bring enough money. That's where the athletes want to go, where the money is.
Right.
But the whole demographics of bodybuilding have changed today, where 30, 40 years ago, the money was made off the, well, the Weeders and Hoffman made money off their magazine, the equipment and the supplements and such. And basically now the money's being made, the audience was filled with bodybuilding fans. Today, the audience is filled with family members of all the competitors, and the money's being made off the competitors.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the amateur ranks.
Right.
The professionals are a little different, but for the amateurs, the more transparency what Lee has an opportunity to offer, and guys like Paul DeLay, who has his WBFF, they're willing to give more transparency and leave the athletes alone. Like, I mean, all it takes is a little synchronizing with a couple organizations, and they can give an amateur athlete all sorts of opportunities. You know how you like to cluster contests anyways, because the competitors can only hold their shape for small periods of time. So you can just, it's a little synchronization. This goes back to 1973 when Weider got Tom Minicello, forced him to run a show the same day as Dan Lurie ran his Pro Mr. America. So Weider ran his Mr. Olympia the same day. This was when Wayne DeMille first came into the sport. And he was angry because he wanted to go to both. And because the Steve Reeves was at Dan's show as a guest star, but Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to be at Tom Minicello's show. And Tom had no choice. Tom had to take a hit because that audience was only three quarters filled that day because a lot of people wanted to go see Steve Reeves. So the fans were hurt, and I think the athletes were hurt by just greedy and monopoly at that time. So if it just takes a little bit of synchronizing with organizations that they can both benefit, and the athletes will really benefit from being able to compete in all different opportunities.
You know, it makes sense to me from the standpoint of when you look at commerce and how it works. If these athletes only have one sanctioning body that has these events, there's really no competition for their dollars. I see the athletes, and I know what you're talking about. These events make their money not from the audiences that come to show up, but from the fees that these athletes pay to be in this and the open and that and this and then, you know, and it's, and the tanning. I mean, it's, these are very lucrative, money-making events, and they exploit a very dedicated, type of individual. But if we look at the athlete as the consumer for a second, then we say, of course we need more of these, governing bodies. Because then it's going to become competitive. If somebody wants to have an event, and I'm not going to say the NPC has an event on a given weekend, and Inspire, yours is called Inspire, right, Lee?
Yeah, the NSL.
Okay, and the NSL wants to have, and Lee says, you know what, we're gonna double our purses this year. We're gonna get all those athletes to come to us. Who benefits from that? The athletes benefit from that.
It's called a free market.
Yes.
Antitrust.
Yes.
Antitrust is interfering with one company doing business with another.
Exactly. And you go back to 1973, where when they put the shows on the same day. This is why we ended up, one of the reasons that we ended up filing the antitrust lawsuit is the NSL, when I left the NPC, I had a show that was still sanctioned by the NPC on December the 12th. It was called the Space City Championship. Jim and I had a gentleman's agreement after this contract was reached that I would continue with the December 12th show as the NSL. There would be no, you know, conflicts with the NPC. Well, lo and behold, immediately they revert back to, and as you'll see through this entire pattern, they know one game plan and they run it over and over for decades. The same as 1973, they put a show on the same day, four blocks away from us, and they brought in 100 IFBB pros, including four previous Mr. Olympias. We move, you know, back to Houston in March. What do? Same show, same date, same city. We go to Miami, same thing. It's a repetitive nature on their behalf, which only goes to divide the sport and its economy.
Yeah.
It hurt the promoter, too. The even those promoters doing Mannion's dirty work there had to take some type of hit because Lee's shows had some success also. So they have to, like Minicello in 1973, he had to take the hit for Weider to run that show against Dan. Dan had a lot of success because of the athletes, and especially Steve Reese. So it's not fair to the promoters either. We're just, like I said, a little bit of synchronizing, and everybody benefits because the athletes will compete. They need to compete in those clusters. So they can compete today.
It works in other sports where you have – you know, you have these various types, boxing, for instance. You have various, you know, organizations out there, and then you have that unified championship where these people can come together, sit on a stage, and compete against each other. I think that's a great idea. It's a great concept. It works from an economic standpoint. But, you know, Randy, you bring up a wonderful point is it wasn't Weider that was taking the hit. It's not Mannion that's taking the hit. It is the promoters that are taking the hit on behalf of these individuals or the monopoly itself, because in order to maintain that promoter status, they're being advised to make these shows and to put them on. And if they make money, they make money. If they don't, there's nobody coming to the rescue.
Exactly.
Well, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Lee, I got a poignant question for you. Why did you settle the first time around? Why, if these things are what they are, and these are truly antitrust in nature, and obviously there's more to this than just that, why even settle? Why not do the right thing and just go full force? I'm going to ask you that when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. We're talking to Lee Thompson and Randy Roach about the monopoly that is bodybuilding today. And will it change? And if it changes, will it benefit the athlete? That's the most important thing I see here. If it's going to benefit the athlete, I say get out of their way, because these are the people who are spending the money in the trenches, doing the hard work to build the physiques to get up on stage. They should be the priority in all of this. Stay tuned.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Nobel Prize winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Randy Roach and Lee Thompson. We're talking about the monopolistic control of bodybuilding. And it's been that way for a long, long time. A lot of people have tried to change it, but maybe Lee Thompson will be able to. So, but Lee, why settle in the first place? It could be said that you're dealing with people who are not honorable, and coming with a settlement is just going to set you up for a letdown later. And more importantly, these charges have a lot of teeth in them. Why let them wriggle out of it?
Well, I think the other side of that argument could be said is that maybe I didn't want to fight. I wanted to change the sport by doing the right things for the athletes. I know when what I settled didn't have the teeth in it. The teeth comes in the antitrust. So giving them the opportunity to do the right thing, to leave me alone, let the NSL, let the athletes choose where they wanted to compete anywhere, anytime around the world was the option. Here's the carrot. You go do your thing, I'll do mine. And, you know, my question has always been, Craig, and Randy, is what am I doing wrong? I want to help the athletes. I want to give the athletes a better place to compete, better stages, transparency with the judging and the scoring so that they can actually see what judge scored them where and placed where, and we don't care who wins. And that's what I wanted to do. Now, I tried that, and obviously they breached the contract within about 19 hours of signing it, and then we had to proceed forward. I'll say this isn't just me. This is my wife and myself have taken this journey along with several members of this community to fight for these athletes, and not just for the athletes. Again, it's a monolistic issue where you're fighting for vendors and those who provide services to and for the athletes.
Now, in order for you to be successful, let's say you win. Let's say technically you get to do NSL and you are doing all the things that you want to do, and the NPC is not interfering. In fact, they literally get out of the athlete's way. The athlete can come to you and do a show, go to them and do a show. How would this help get bodybuilding? And I think Randy, maybe from a retrospective point of view from history, how do we get bodybuilding to be more acceptable by the masses?
If Lee wins this lawsuit, there could be some people go in prison, and there could be major changes in NPC and even the IFBB. The IFBB is involved in this lawsuit too, I understand. If Arnold, for example, last year we were talking, he stepped forward and said he didn't like the aesthetics of the athletes. And he's being honest because he's never liked them for a long time. But he has the opportunity to do something. And what he did this year, he basically ditched his winner, Kai Green, right on stage by insulting him twice. One said his in Columbus and the other one in the Arnold Classic in Australia. Mm-hmm. So I thought he was a dick there. And I thought, look, if you got a problem with the judging and with the way the athletes look, do something. Do something. Break away from the IFBB. Do something on your own to make a change.
Right.
You know, he spoke out, but then because Mannion and those guys who take care of the judging didn't cow down to him and just picked who they're going to pick, you know, Arnold took it out on Kai Green, which I thought, you know, come on. Do something more than just pick on your athletes. That's your winner there.
Right.
Kai Green's just going by the dictates of the judges.
Right.
You know, so judges have got to make a change. Like Arnold opening, like Cedric McMillan, who is more, you know, small waist, has a better symmetry, according to Arnold. Okay, then you got to get these judges to start scoring, making these athletes more marketable because they're not marketable anymore the way they're looking. You have to get these athletes, good-looking athletes with a good shape like they were back in the 80s.
But are we ever going to – Good, Lee.
Well, you know, Randy, one of the issues is it's not the judges and or the athletes' fault. Listen, I judged at the highest level as a head judge for years, and I had people sitting to the left and to the right of me that no longer had judges training. If you remember back during in 1978, the 73s, the AAU actually had judging manuals. Even the NPC began having protocols for judging clinics and things like this. But along the late 90s, early 2000, that all got thrown by the wayside, and it was, are you my guy? If you're my guy, you're a judge. I mean, the way I got into the sport, I was a competitor. I was a transformation competitor. I lost a lot of weight, decided to step on stage. I really didn't like the way I was treated by a district chairman. I met Mannion, said, things are really screwed up in your state of Texas. I'm a business guy. I didn't even have any idea of being a district chairman. Didn't even know what that meant, to be honest with you. Just said, your business is screwed up. Didn't know he was a nonprofit, which is where, you know, to Randy's point, where a lot of people are going to find themselves in trouble. But there was no training. I was appointed a judge. I judged, and I had to learn myself up. I was fortunate to sit with Jim Raquel and was trained up by some of the old school guys. But where you have the problem, Randy and Craig, is that you have gentlemen and ladies who have sat at a judge's table for 30-plus years. All they know is size and muscle is everything. And so, you know, we could sit here with, we want in women's bodybuilding 20% less. Well, what does 20% less mean? And how do you judge 20% less?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Right.
And so even you're seeing it today. Look at figure at the Arnold Classic. Figure is women's physique. Women's physique is now becoming bodybuilding. Men's physique is becoming classic physique. Classic physique is becoming bodybuilding already, and it's just started.
Right. It's hard to stop.
But part of the reason for that is this, and I've thought a lot about this. If you look at Arnold when he was winning the Olympia, and you look at the current Mr. Olympia, that level of physique change has been driven not by the judges, in my humble opinion, and I stand to be corrected, but it's being driven by the people. You know, we are, pole vaulters are trying to vault higher. You know, boxers are trying to knock somebody out in 2 seconds. You know, everybody, all sports, we're trying to get better. We're trying to get faster. We're trying to get stronger. And in bodybuilding, the bottom line is more muscle that, you know, everybody dreams of. When myostatin inhibitors first came on the scene, there was talks of 330-pound, 1% body fat bodybuilders right around the corner. The idea of that was exciting to a large number of people in bodybuilding. So while I agree with you that judging needs to set the standard, and the athlete then trains to meet the standard, but the audience, it's kind of like what we're seeing here in the United States, Randy, with voting. You know, the people and the organized elite politicians, they've divided now. People want one thing, and the orthodoxy wants something else. Well, people will always want to see the Marcus Rules of the world. They're always going to want to see the freaks. They're always going to want to see that. So, in my humble opinion, You need to give them that too, but maybe it just needs to be served up differently.
Yeah, you dealt with this back in the 50s and 60s when they had the most muscular. But they knew their Mr. America had to be all-American. He had to be good-looking. He had to have a great physique. He had to be able to speak. And often the Mr. America winner was not the biggest, most muscular guy. If that's what you want today, you have to make it clear to the audience and the athletes, this is what we want. We want biggest, freakiest. We're not looking at symmetry. We're just looking at muscularity and size, and that's it. But what happens is you will get those athletes, but you have no marketability, and you have a niche market. That's the dilemma you are going to deal with. And it's, hey, whichever way they want to go, that's their decision. But, you know, look at Dorian in the 90s. He was winning with one arm because they liked the way he was big and freaky everywhere else, but one arm. But aesthetically, you can't. That's supposed to be the flagship of bodybuilding, the Mr. Olympia. Yet you could not put Dorian on, say, a talk show and have him pose, because what's going to happen? Everybody's going to, what's wrong with his arm? Oh, but don't worry about his arm. He's the biggest and freakiest on the stage.
Right.
So that's the problem.
And the solution for that is what we've done in the NSL. It's my belief. And we could have done it in any organization. And that is live voting for the audience. They get one vote to pick the audience favorite. It's the audience pick.
Yeah.
We go to Twitter, we go to social media, and you've got, you know, 10 minutes to vote, and there's your winner. Otherwise, judging must stick to a criteria. The further we get away from that criteria, the worse we make our sport. And let's talk about, and for me, I'm all about economics. When we're talking about the sustainability of the economy of the bodybuilding world, we've seen, and I'll, you know, the magazines have been drastically reduced. You don't need them anymore. Social media, these athletes can go to Instagram and make more money on Instagram than they ever could on stage.
I know.
But if we hold true to the aesthetics, we hold true to the criteria, and then for the ones who want to see the big freaky mass, then you give the fan that vote, that selection, And there's a great way to do it with the technology we have today. Let people start almost like GoFundMe, if you will. GoFund the champion you want to pick and whatever.
Yeah, everybody's got an iPhone. It's like Dancing with the Stars. You got an iPhone. You dial this number and that's a vote for that person. That's it. That's easy to do. I agree with you that the judging standards are too loosey-goosey. They're too subjective.
Lee's right. Can I say something, Carl?
Yes.
Lee's correct. This is what Wayne DeMille had a fight with back in the 80s when they were trying to make the judging legit. But Ben would come along, and because of so many of his national affiliates were weeder distributors of his products, it was prestigious for them to sit on the Mr. Olympia judging panel. And they had no business being there. And that was a problem. And that's what Lee's pointing out, that many of the judges really don't know how to judge. And there has to be a solid criteria. Here's what we're going to do.
Randy, I'll give you an example. And guys, here's an example of what would happen overseas. And my wife going to sit here and attest, and she will actually take to the stand in deposition. I would be judging shows. Let's take the Prague Pro, San Marino, whatever you want. I would have judges hand me blank sheets, blank score slips, because they didn't know what to judge. Or if you put somebody in the center, and then, they'd go, he wants that one, number one. Left would be two. Right would be three, four, and five. And you're looking at these guys going, judge with your own damn eyes.
Yeah, what is appealing about the person? Find something appealing. Figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's not rocket science. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't be sitting here by me.
Right. that's funny. I want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to kind of try to wrap this up. So, What are we going to see? When are we going to see it? And how legitimate of a chance do you have of winning this case? We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States. and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. This is pretty exciting. There are a lot of people. Look, I got no dog in this fight. I don't, you know, I'm not into bodybuilding per se. I'm into building my body, but not the competitive side of it. But there are a lot of people out there who say that bodybuilding has been held in a kind of stranglehold for way too long. And, you know, shaking anything up and bringing something new to the table is usually a good thing. By the way, Lee, you and I need to talk off the air. I have something that I think you're going to love as it pertains to judging. It's an idea that I came up with many years ago.
Well, you told me this.
Yeah, I told you, Randy, because I talked to Pete Grimkowski about it, remember?
Yeah, it's great. It's cool.
Yeah, so I got an idea for you that that would truly legitimize judging. But that's another story. Anyway, so what's the next steps, Lee? The lawsuit has been filed. I heard that people were served at a recent event. Was it the Arnold or something like that? Did we lose Lee?
Looks sounds like it.
Yeah, I think we may have lost Lee Thompson. But that's okay. Let's do this. Where is this going to go, Randy?
At the 2016 Arnold, Rafael Santana of the IFBB, he's president of IFBB, Jim Mannion of the NPC, Steve Weinberg of the NPC, Sandy Rinaldi Williamson were all served for the suit at the Arnold 2016. So, and now they've I think the AMI have countersued Lee with some charges of their own, but this always happens in many areas, especially bodybuilding. I sue you, you sue me to intimidate, to distract and stuff,
right.
But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because these are serious charges, and especially bringing in the IRS. Some people are more afraid of the IRS than they are the actual law authority, the other authorities, right, in terms of antitrust. But it'll be interesting because it may cause a major change in especially American amateur bodybuilding that's held tight for many, many, many years. If you look at the AU NPC altogether, going back to 1939 with the first Mr. America, but, you know, even with the NPC from the early 80s onward, Jim Mannion's been holding that position since 1978. So he could be gone.
That, you know, I hear a lot of people. I think Lee is on with us. I think he may have hit
you
the
back.
Mute. Yeah, Lee, you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay.
Good. Let him take
so,
it.
Yeah.
Over.
So I think a lot of people feel like nothing's going to change until Jim Mannion moves on, and that could be. I mean, look, a lot of people have bad things to say about him. A lot of people have good things to say about him. The bottom line is that maybe there's a time for a changing of the guard, Randy.
Absolutely. That's my opinion. He needs to go.
Okay, so Lee, what's the best that you could hope for here? And give me a timeline that we could look at.
The best thing we hope for is the preservation of a legacy of our sport. This isn't a fight I'm looking for, but it's a fight that we have to take on unless we're going to make change. Yeah. And the sport and the preservation of our sport is the most important thing to me, and preserving the legacy of the athletes that have come before me. Yes.
Why was it important to bring the IFBB into this? Isn't really the beef with the MPC?
It's a monopoly. It's the family fits together. It's the MPC, the IFBB Pro League, and the IFBB Amateur League that form the triangular monopoly that it also includes supplement distribution, magazines, whether it be athlete competition services. It's the entire circle of money that flows, and so you have to bring all the organizations in. And here's a very important aspect. All three of those organizations are nonprofit organizations, 501c3s in various countries. The issue is that you cannot run a 501c3 as a family business. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been an election in the NPC or IFBB Pro League in at least 12 years that I sit on that board of directors or board of governors.
And so what's the timeline here, Lee? Everybody's been served. And by the way, AMI is a big company. I mean, they own the Enquirer. They own lots of publications. I mean, they've got deep pockets and lots of attorneys. So this could become protracted, right?
Like I said, we were in Virginia. We're on a rocket docket. But the most exciting aspect of that was that AMI and the Mr. Olympia jumped in the game because, you know, I think Randy will attest, it proved the monopoly. Big Brother came to defend Little Brother.
Yes.
Because they cannot operate without each other.
Interesting.
And what it did was it really, really opens up discovery that I would have never gotten to in the antitrust case. But now the discovery that I'm going to be able to elicit out of these guys is going to tell a very, very big story.
And from the IRS side, the whistleblower side, there's two things that happen there. Number one, you actually could get some cash out of this, right? Because, I mean, it could fund your organization's growth. Because when you blow the whistle on somebody for tax fraud, the amount of money that the government levies against them, you usually get 50% of that.
It is a percentage, but, you know, it's not the money that I'm going to get for the whistleblowing, because that's going to go right to the athletes.
Right.
It's not about me. It's about fixing the issue, that goes along with the whistleblowing. And the only way that you stop, because I had to take a multiple front attack here, because as you mentioned, AMI is a big corporation. The three entities together, have a lot of funding that they can get through members. My wife, myself, and my partner Charles, and our directors, you know, are doing this out of our own pocket. So we have to take every approach and every angle. But the 990s were concerned because they were personal liabilities to myself. The biggest issue with the IRS, I mean, there's so many of them, but when you attest that all 43 directors reviewed, approved the 990 prior to its submittal to the IRS is a flat out misrepresentation and would hold me liable. And that's why I went and filed out the IRS 212 whistleblower form.
Uh-huh. Wow. Now, last question. Have you been threatened by anybody? There's, you know, a lot of people like to talk about some of the higher ups at the NPC love to portray themselves as gangsters or wannabe gangsters. I mean, I grew up in the backyard of the Gottis and stuff like that. I grew up with all those wise guys. There's a certain element that people love to act like they're wise guys and stuff like that. I've heard that that's some of the some of the actings, if you will. Have you received any threats? Are you worried about anything?
Have I received threats? Yes. My family's received threats. My daughter's received threats. My partner Charles has received threats. My wife has received threats. Am I afraid of those threats? And, you know, you always have to be cautious because you never want to, underestimate your opponent or your enemy in this case, because they do have a history of, I mean, you know, I'll say this. One of the things that promulgated, when Steve Weinberger grabbed me by the throat at the Arnold in 2015 because he and I had a disagreement of how the judging was being played out, that shows you when you want to be violent in front of 150,000 people, that's a pretty good indicator that, you know, you're not afraid to use violence or physical harm. But am I afraid? No. That's why I'm standing here every day doing radio shows, getting on video. I'm all over social media. If they want me, they can find me.
Right.
Both our websites have been hacked. It's interesting that I've never been hacked, but the week that Tomas and I did our podcast on the American Muscle Monopoly, we were hacked.
Oh, boy. I guess I have 33 servers. we have a CDN of 33 servers. They're going to have to hack 33 servers if they want to get this show.
Well, you know, it was funny you say hacked, Randy, is right after I made my resignation, I had my Thompson Muscle Contest website, and immediately my replacements, the Parisos, posted on social media that my website had been taken down. Now, I wasn't even had knowledge of that. So that site got hacked, but they were nice enough to tell me that a gentleman that was working for the NPC took the site down. So they do play the little games, but you know what? Those are games, and we stay focused on the app.
That's thuggery. It's thuggery. And you know what?
It's thuggery.
And if anything, that will actually hurt them. It's not going to help them. You know, you can get away with thuggery in small groups of people where you can intimidate someone or a group of people. But you can't get away with thuggery on a large scale with very, very large groups of people, because large groups of people realize that they outnumber you. And everything changes at that moment.
The biggest question that I've been asked is, you know, McMahon tried this. Wayne tried this. There have been people who have tried to compete with these guys. Why are you different? It's not that I'm different. It's that the concept and the transparency is different, but social media has changed the game. I'm talking to you on a radio program now that can be heard by hundreds of thousands of people. When I get off, you know, between my wife and myself, we have millions of followers that we can go talk to that, you know, Paul didn't have access to, Wayne didn't have access to, and Vince didn't have access to.
Right.
So now you want to threaten me? I can talk about it on social media. And you got to go defend yourself, or you know, let it go.
Right.
I mean, usually they send Bob Chicarillo, but you know, that's you know, I call him Baghdad Bob.
What? So, Randy, what's your prediction here? You've seen from a historic perspective, you've seen these types of things. What could we actually see a dismantling of the monopoly that holds a death grip on bodybuilding?
Yes, I just think the timing is there. It's like Lee said, the timing is there, the atmosphere is different, the social media is different, and it took the right person at the right time. He's got the balls and the resources to go after them, and he's got legitimate material on them, and it's just time for that to happen. I think it's going to be a very interesting year within the next year.
Yeah. Lee, you were muted before, but you and I need to talk off the air, okay? Because I have something that you're going to love. You're going to love. I guarantee.
I'm excited. Always looking to evolve.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I wish you luck. I'd like to invite you back on the show when something new happens, so we can keep the fans abreast of breaking news. How's that sound?
Absolutely. You know, I love talking to the people. This is what we're here for.
And Randy, so your podcast, it's weekly?
Yeah, we do about a 20-minute podcast. If anybody's interested in reading the American Muscle Monopoly that I wrote for Muscle Sport Magazine that I sent you, Carl, they can go on theworldofmuscle.com. We did an episode 32. We did a podcast on this lawsuit, and you can download the article there if they want to read it.
Yeah, it's really
good.
Carl,
and they can also visit our website too. Come visit me. And it's inspiresl.com.
Spell inspire. It's NSPIRE, right?
Yes. Inspiresl.com.
I'm going there right now. Okay. All right, good.
Come
so
check me out.
Keep us posted. All right. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Carl.
And also, let's thank Dr. Jeff Galini for the first half hour Science for Humans, talking about athletes and carbohydrates. If you want to try his Carbolin, which is an engineered carbohydrate product that I know a lot of people who use it pre and intra-workout, and they say that it really allows them to train so much harder, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad and ask Dr. Jeff for a sample of Carbolin. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.